Avitani Shrachas, the Mishnah would have just said, the case of Shrachas, Mishum Deloy Nochis Ladavka, he didn't say exactly. He didn't say exactly how much of Naziris. So therefore, Shrachas means another Naziris, which means the second time. Aval Achas Umachza, but if he said 1.5 times, the Nochis Ladavka said exactly, Eimol Alim Nitatin, maybe it doesn't mean two separate Naziris, but it means one long Naziris, the time of 1.5. Which will mean 45 days then. Maybe meant to say a Naziris and a Hif, which means one straight 45 days. Is Kamash Mulano, Kulo Nazishtaim. All these Lashonis, what he meant to say is one Naziris, and then he's Maisef a little bit more, which any little bit more automatically makes sure to be a second time a Nazir. So the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yoim Vishrachas. Somebody says, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days and another hour. The halacha is, Nazir Shloshim V'Yechad Yoyim. He's only a Nazir for 31 days. Like, he didn't say, Areini Nazir Vishor. He said, Areini Nazir Shloshim Yoyim Vishrachas. It's like counting one time. As before, in the Mishnah before, he said, Areini Nazir V'Yoyim Echad, or Areini Nazir Vishrachas. Now we say, Nazir means Tam, and Achas means the second time. But here that you say 30 days, what do you got to speak out 30 days for? In other words, you're telling us the exact amount of time, how long you want this Naziris to be. So since you said an extra word, Shloshim, what you meant to say is how long do you want this Naziris to be? You want it to be Shloshim Yoyim Vishrachas, which a 1 hour of the day means nothing, which comes out to be 31 days. Yoyim. Shein Naziris L'Shoyis, because you can't have any hour of the day to be a Nazir. Any time you want to be Meister on 30, 31, 32, it has to be a complete day. There's no Naziris L'Shoyis. Therefore, if you say you want to be a Nazir and another hour, you mean to say you want to be a Nazir for 31 days. So, Tiki Gemara. Omar Rav, Rav says, L'Shanim al-Diyomar Shloishim V'Yechud Yoyim. He says 31 days. Avul Omar Shloishim Yoyim. He says he wants to be 30 days. V'Yoyim Echud. And then he wants to be a V'yoy Mechod, is Nazir Shtayim. Then we say he means to be a second time a Nazir. That's what Rav says. He says now Mishnah the Girsa should be, Diyoma Shloshim V'yechod Yoyim. He didn't say Shloshim Yoyim V'yechod Yoyim, but he just said Shloshim V'yechod Yoyim. That's one time. But if we would say Shloshim Yoyim V'yoy Mechod, then you said an extra Loshin, that for sure the V'yoy Mechod now means to say another Kabbalah of Naziris. So Gemara says, Rav Sovolok Rebbe Kiva. Rav holds like Rebbe Kiva's pshat, like Rebbe Kiva's svara. The Doris Lishni Yisera. That according to Rebbe Kiva, we dash in an extra Lashon. So since here also, if you say two times the word Yoyim, you mean to say an extra Naziris. That's the Lashon, Lishni Yisera, an extra word. And since you said two times the word Yoyim, you said the word Shloshim Yoyim. And the Yoyim Echad, two times the word Yoyim, you mean to add something. That you mean to be a complete second Nazir. Now, what's the right that Rav goes like Rabbi Kiva? Where's Rabbi Kiva Shita? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Barabasa, Mishnah Nerchin, says like this. If somebody sells his property, if you sell your house, you own a house, and you sell it to somebody else, Loya Sabor, Loya Sados. The Lachar is, we say, if you sell the house, you do not mean to sell also the bor, the ditch you have outside in front of the house, that's the well of water there, aloya sadus also, a warehouse, a storehouse in the ground. You don't mean to sell these things also. Afa pisha kosav loy umka varumya. Even though you said the exact length of the property that I'm selling, you said how wide the property is, how long it is, all you meant to say is the house, and maybe the property in front of the house. But the bor, if there's a ditch there, or there's a storage hole there that you use, you do not mean to sell it. But, v'tzorach likach leiderach. But you meant to sell all the property, all the ground around it. So it comes out now that all you retain for yourself is just the ditch itself. But how do you get to the ditch? How do you use the ground to walk there? You're going to have to buy back from him the derach, the road to get there. Because when you sell your house, we sell b'ayin yofu meicher. He sells everything included in the house and the property outside. So the outside property, the front lawn like, is also sold. So all you're leaving over for yourself is only the ditch itself. So mainly the ditch is in the middle, let's say, of the yard. So the whole yard you sold, it doesn't belong to you anymore. All you leave over for yourself is just the bor itself. So how are you going to get to the bor itself? You have to go through his property now. If you want to go through, you have to buy it off him. You're going to have to buy you off the derech. That's the locha. Again, that's none. If you sell your house, lo yasab bor, lo yasab dosh. You don't mean to sell the ditches also. Afa pisha kosa lo yunka brumya. Even though you say the exact length and size of the house, or the property, you don't mean to sell the ditch also. Right, turn over. And therefore, v'tzarech likach lo derech. You have to buy the derech. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, v'chom an chom say, ein tzarech likach lo derech. Chom say no, since you leave over for yourself this ditch, so for sure the person meant to leave over for himself also the derech, the road to get there. Like, what good is a ditch if he can't get there? So for sure the Rabbanan say a person means to leave over for himself not only the ditch, but the road to get to the ditch also. But the Rabbi Akiva agrees though that this man shom aloi chutz mielu, if when I sell you my house I speak out clearly and say clearly I'm selling you the house, but not the bor, not the dus, not the ditches, I'm not selling it to you. So since you didn't have to speak it out, because even if you didn't speak it out, it would not be in the sale. But now you went and you spoke it out, so you said an extra lashon. Here Rabbi Akiva agrees, Shein at sorach likach lederach, that you did not have to buy the road to get to your bor. Since you spoke out that you want to leave over for yourself the ditch, the bor, so for sure you meant to say you want to leave over for yourself also the derech, the road to get there. How do we see it from Rabbi Akiva, that since he said an extra lashon, he said something more than he had to, whenever you say something more than you have to, we darshan that you mean more, you're talking mean to include something else. So that's pshat in Rav also, that if a person would say, I want to be a nazir shloshim yayim, v'yayim echad, since he said the word yayim twice, an extra time he just should have said shloshim v'yechad yoyim. Why did he say shloshim yoyim v'yoyim echad? He means to be myself Tehran, I want to be a second nazir. So that's what Rav holds. You automatically become a second time a nazir. Now it's another Mishnah, the one we learned before. If somebody says hareini nazir kishar roshi, I want to be a nazir like the hair of my head, or ka'afar, it's like the dirt of the ground, or kachol hayom, like the sand of the yam, is harezer nazir olam. What he is right now is he's a nazir for the rest of his life. Means every 30 days he can take a haircut and he has to start over again. He's a nazir for the amount of hair that he has. He has to be that many times a nazir, or that many times as there's dirt. And therefore, megaleach achas l'shloshim yoyim, he's allowed to take a haircut every 30 days because he has to start over again the nazirus. Rabbi says no. Rabbi says no. He meant to be called upon himself to be one long nazir, and therefore you can't take the haircut once in 30 days. He said, "Areini nazir yashar roshi. I want to be a nazir as long, like as many days as here I have." So merely can't take haircut once in 30 days. But rather, v'yezel megalach achas l'shloshim. Where is there a case where a person like starts over again every 30 days? He could take haircut every 30 days. Is Aimer Harelai Naziris Kishar Roshi. Harelai Naziris Kishar Roshi. He says the word Harelai. By saying Harelai means you won't accept upon yourself that many Naziris as there are here in my head. So Harelai means like separate Naziris. I won't accept upon myself this much amount of Naziris, which every 30 days is a new Naziris. Or else Harelai Ukafarits Ukachar Hayyim. Then you're meant to be a nazir that many times. What about if a person says, "Areini nazir molei habayis"? I want to be a nazir as the full, the width of this house, or molei akupa, the whole width of this basket. So bait kunoi. So we check out the man. We ask the man himself, "What do you mean to say?" Imamar achas gedola nizarti nazir lamid yom. If he says all he meant to say is to make to myself just one big nazir, he's only a nazir for 30 days. But v'yamama stam nazarti, he said, I made a nazir of stam, then royin es akupa, kilu amalei achardol. It will look as if the kupa, the basket, is full of mustard seeds, v'nazir kol yomav, as if he meant to say, as many mustard seeds are there, that's how many times he wants to be a nazir. Therefore, the lachar is v'nazir kol yomav. What about if he says, areini nazir mikanat makam pleni? We had before. I want to be a nazir for the amount of time, the journey from here to there. Is Aimdim, let's see, Kami Yamin. How many days are you going to be on this journey? Mikarab Makamplaini. Impachus Malamid Yaim, Nazir Lamid Yaim. If it's less than 30 days, well, you can't be a nazir less than 30 days, so you're automatically a nazir for at least 30 days. V'yim lav, let's say the journey is 50 days. Is nazir kaminyan hayamim? You have one long nazirus for the amount of days that it takes this journey. Like we said before, since there's a ketutza here, if there's a ketutza, an exact amount of days, we say you're meant to be one long nazirus. What about if a person says, hareini nazir kaminyan yamay sachama? Is moina nazirus? Kaminyan Yemay Sachama, the same thing. It's a set time. The Yemay Sachama is 364 days. So you meant to say you want to be a Nazir for one complete year. 364 days, that's how much of Nazirus you have to keep. One long Nazirus. Is Moina Nazirus, Kaminyan Yemay Sachama. That's a Ketutza. What? Alright, you're right, you're right. Amar Rav Yehuda, what, 365, what? Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Maisahoya kivan shishle mace. So when the person finished this amount of days, he was talking mace. That was the mace that happened. Alright, we'll stop here.